You mentioned the arthralgias with the AIs, and the other major potential downside that's been reported relates to bone, although I think in virtually all of the AI trials, there wasn't anything done in terms of bone mineral density monitoring or bisphosphonates, which is now commonly done in practice. Right now, using monitoring and bisphosphonates, how much of a risk to bone do you think there is with AIs?
Well, I think that osteopenia and porosis is a problem as women age in general. You know, I think that there's a lot of morbidity as people get older with fractures, particularly of the hip. So I think it depends on the age of the patient. And to be honest, I don't think we really know going forward. I don't think we have long-term follow-up on our 50 and 60-year-old patients as they get to be 70 and 80. So I think it's a little bit of an unknown, and I am concerned about the future going forward. I think that we are always learning about that. So I do carefully watch the bone density. I do check now for vitamin D deficiency, and I replete vitamin D as needed. I encourage women to do weight-bearing exercise, and then I do add bisphosphonates when the bone density starts to drop, or really as the T-score starts to approach minus 2, I add bisphosphonates.